us today, was there a conscious focus on that?
Well, you know, again, I think that when you get into that area, you look at how closely maybe there are in some of the separations on the different players that might be there in your range that you like. Certainly, you know, again, not having a second round pick and you go into the third, you know, the separations maybe get a little bit closer between the two players that you might have there. So there was a little bit of a focus on that at times. Well, he's a great skater, you know, former first overall pick in the Quebec League, and, you know, good puck mover, good skater, you know, and again, I had the opportunity to see him play, you know, when I was watching Dubois out in the for the higher end there, and obviously when you have a little bit of a familiarity and the scouts mention the name, you know, you can put the name to the face and you really like what you see.
Cedarholm, you saw at the under-18.
Well, Cedarholm's, you know, a little bit of a different player, although he's... you know, he's a big player, but he can skate well for a big player. But tremendous leadership quality. He's been the captain of his teams all the way through, you know, his history growing up, and someone that you know has a real pro body already. He's going to develop, you know, continue to develop more. But big body that can move and do a lot of good things. Make a good first pass. Maybe not going to be the flashiest guy, but he has a lot of pro ready aspects.
What can you tell us about Russian goalie? That seems a bit unusual.
Well, you know, again, when you get into the later rounds and you look all over your list and you see something sticking out at you and glaring at you that, you know, you have to take notice. And, you know, again, there'll be a little bit of a getting to know you period there from a watching perspective. But the guys that stepped up that were passionate about him were very passionate, certainly at the position that we got him. So, you know, we've been in contact with his agent, and, you know, it's an exciting thing, I think, because I do think that, you know, we got a good value pick there.
Who's listed on the same team as Lainey? Did he get any games?
I don't know.
What about Stallard?
So, again, a bigger player, good skill, scored, I believe, 20 goals at the Western Hockey League level from Brandon. So, you know, good local kid. Had a good opportunity to talk with him on the phone there. He's extremely excited to be drafted by the Jets. And but, again, a player that we're going to look to continue to develop and you know, good size, good speed, rangy type kid.
How much time to take a breath? Windows open?
You know, it's in some ways it's, you know, nice that the window is open when you're here. You get an opportunity, either myself or Larry Simmons gets a chance to maybe go up into the crowd and meet with some of the agents, talk with them, get a initial feel with where, you know, some of the players that you might be interested in, what they're looking at, what they're thinking, and then kind of we'll all depart from here and you can kind of branch out from there and take it from there.
What are some of the things you take from having that window last year? Like, last year was pretty fresh for everybody, this year.
You know, I think there's goods and there's bads with it. I think there's, you know, certainly it's a mad race for a lot of people to talk. But in the same token, there's, you know, it'll sort itself out real quickly as to whether, you know, there's interest on both sides or not. And I mean, the player has to have interest in wanting to come to your situation as well.
Okay. So in 3 or 4 years, how do you think you're going to look back at this weekend high-profile first-round pick that you got?
Well, you know, certainly, again, we targeted a player in the middle part of the first round. That player is going to be someone that is going to be given time to develop. He's a player that, you know, will need to play, you know, continue his development path in junior, and is a player that, again, we'd like his development path, but it'll take time for him, and we're going to give him time. Obviously, when you get an opportunity to pick number two and player, you know, of Patrick's stature and what he can bring to the table, you're extremely excited. And I'm sure that, you know, we'll look fondly back at that. There was great excitement, obviously, in Winnipeg, and well-deserved. And probably the greater excitement was at our table and maybe even a month ago when it was the lottery, you know. So, again, big steps from the foundation standpoint and, you know, look to continue to grow.
Seems like you have a lot of young offensive talent. You're excited about what you have?
Well, we've made a conscious effort over the last, you know, couple of years to draft players that we think fit into the way the game is played now and the way that you're going to be successful, fit into how our coach likes to coach. And, you know, again, have a good hockey sense, have the ability to have attributes that will make them potential National Hockey League players. So those are the things that we've focused on. But development is key as well. When you're drafting young players, all of these players here, the majority of them are going to need development time. And once you make the selections, it's really, you know, how that next process goes.
Does it feel like you're buying Christmas presents for 2020?
I don't know. You know what? Sometimes it's interesting. I've got kids around this age here right now. It feels like maybe you're drafting your kids as well. And it's exciting. You know, there's always that element of, once you get those picks in the book, obviously I know the scouts coming in, it's like Christmas for them. And then when you get the picks in the books, you get them to development camp and you start that process of indoctrinating them into, you know, what you believe makes them a Winnipeg Jet. Really well. The updates in that have been good. He's starting to do a lot of active recovery, a lot of active stuff now, and no pain, and everything seems to be going along very well.
Considering any buyouts?
Not at this point.
Yeah, I saw a report this weekend that it was interest from both sides with Matthew Perreault to do an extension. Can you make any comment on that?
It's not quite like the free agency period, but obviously now that July 1st is coming up, you can't do anything until July 1st. He ended up switching agents, so we ended up to talk with a different group. But there is some good mutual attraction both ways. You got a question? I know you do.
I just got it. I'm tucking my ass. That doesn't sound dumb. That Chuba guy there that you have.
Yeah.
If there is an offer sheet, do you know how you'll react for sure? I mean, I know everyone says you're going to match, but I mean, assets are assets.
You looking for facial expressions, or are you looking for... I don't know. I've been part of that situation when I was with the Blackhawks where there was an offer sheet. So, you deal with it.
I mean, do you hear rumblings about it?
Only when you guys ask me a question.
1 minute, Ford.